Two-stage and modulating staging logic. How staging logic decides when to bring on second stage or ramp a modulating system up. The difference between time-based and demand-based staging. Why running low stage longer is more comfortable and efficient. And how to verify staging actually works in the field. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Single stage equipment has one answer to every call. Full output. That's fine when the house is at design load. But most of the year the load is partial. So a single stage unit blasts full capacity, satisfies fast, and shuts off. Short, hard cycles with big temperature swings and lousy humidity control. Two-stage equipment has a low and a high output. Modulating equipment can run anywhere across a range. Staging logic is the brain that decides how much capacity to deliver for the call in front of it, and decides it well enough to keep the system on low/partial as much as possible, because that's where comfort and efficiency lie. How it works. Staging decisions come in two flavors, and a lot of equipment uses a blend of both. Demand-based thermostat-driven staging. The thermostat watches how far the space is from set point. A small miss to call low stage only. A big miss, where the space keeps falling behind on low to call high stage. On a conventional system this shows up as separate Y1/Y2 cooling or W1/W2 heat outputs. The stat energizes Y1 first, then adds Y2 when it needs more. The decision is based on droop how far off set point and sometimes the rate the space is moving. Time-based equipment-driven staging. The equipment board runs low stage for a set period, and if the call is still active after that timer, it steps up on its own. Classic example, a two-stage furnace that fires low, runs a stage-up timer, and goes high if the call hasn't satisfied. This keeps the system on low, whenever low can carry the load and only escalates when runt improves it can't. Modulating takes this to its logical end. Instead of two fixed steps, the system continuously trims output to hold set point. A modulating gas valve ramps firing rate, an inverter compressor ramps speed, and the ACM blower tracks along. The goal isn't pick a stage, it's find the exact capacity that matches the load and sit there. A perfectly matched modulating system ideally runs nearly continuously at a low fire that exactly offsets the building's heat loss/gain, with almost no cycling at all. The whole philosophy, longer runtime at lower capacity beats short bursts at full capacity. Steadier supply temps, better mixing, far better dehumidification and cooling, less wear, lower energy use. In the field, find out how the unit stages before you diagnose it. Is staging decided by the thermostat Y1/Y2, W1/W2 or by the equipment's own timer? Check the board, dip switches, and the installation literature. You can't troubleshoot, won't go to high stage without knowing who makes that call. Verify low stage actually engages first. On a cool morning, a properly set two-stage system should come on in low. If it slams straight to high every cycle, staging is misconfigured. Wrong stat, miswired Y2/W2, or a dip switch set to single stage. Confirm it can reach high stage when it needs to. On a design day load or by forcing the call, the system should step up. A two-stage unit that never reaches high stage may have a disconnected Y2/W2, a stage-up timer set too long, or a thermostat that isn't configured for two-stage. Check the stage differential/timing settings. Many stats and boards let you set how much droop or how much time triggers the step up. Too aggressive and it jumps to high constantly defeats the point. Too lazy and it never gets there on a real load. Watch the blower track the stage. Airflow should be lower on low stage and higher on high stage. If the blower runs full CFM on low stage, you lose the efficiency and the quiet, and in cooling you can overdry or freeze. Normal values and targets. Two-stage low output, commonly around 60-70% of full capacity, varies by equipment. High stage is 100%. Modulating range. Modulating furnaces often turn down to roughly 35-40% of rated input. Inverter compressors can run even lower. The point is continuous trim, not fixed steps. Stage-up timer time-based. Typically on the order of 10 to 20 minutes of low stage runtime before the board escalates, long enough to let low stage prove it can or can't carry the load. Cooling airflow, roughly 350 to 450 CFM per ton at high stage. Low stage runs proportionally less, so the coil stays in its happy range. Target behavior, majority of annual runtime on low/partial. High stage reserved for recovery and design day extremes. A system stuck on high all the time is a sizing or staging problem. Common faults and what they mean. Never reaches second stage. Y2/W2 not wired or not energized. Thermostat configured single stage. or a stage up timer set so long it satisfies first. Confirm the second stage output and the stat config. Always jump straight to high stage. Stage differential too tight. Equipment dip switch to single stage. Or a thermostat sending both stages at once. You lose all the two stage benefit. Fix the staging setup. Short cycling on high stage. Oversized equipment that overshoots before low stage gets a chance. Or staging logic escalating too fast. This is the comfort slash efficiency complaint dressed up as a cycling problem. Poor dehumidification despite two stage. If it rarely runs low where long runtime wrings out moisture, check why it keeps escalating. Staging too aggressive or blower not trimming on low. Modulating system runs full output constantly. Thermostat slash equipment. Not actually modulating legacy mode. Miswire or misconfiguration. Or genuinely undersized. Verify it's commanding partial firing slash speed. Tech tips and gotchas. Low stage running longer is the goal, not a problem. Customers and green tech sometimes think a unit should kick to high to heat faster. For comfort and efficiency, you want it to ride low. Set the logic to favor low stage. Sizing and staging are joined at the hip. A properly sized two-stage slash modulating system spends most of its life on low. A grossly oversized one can't stage down far enough, and behaves like a single stage unit no matter how good the logic is. Match the thermostat to the staging method. A demand-staged system needs a two-stage stat wired to Y2 slash W2. A time-staged system manages itself on the board. Mixing those up is a top cause of staging doesn't work. Blower has to track the stage. Confirm low stage airflow is genuinely lower. Full CFM on low fire kills the efficiency and can cause coil slash limit issues. Don't confuse two-stage with modulating. Two-stage has two fixed steps. Modulating is continuous. They commission and troubleshoot differently. Know which one you're standing in front of. More cycles per hour isn't always better. The win is fewer, longer, lower capacity cycles. If you fixed staging and the cycle count went up, you went the wrong way. Safety slash code notes. Staged and modulating DAS equipment must hold minimum airflow at each firing rate to protect the heat exchanger high limit per the manufacturer's airflow requirements. Verify blower to stage tracking, not just that the burner lights, in cooling. Low stage airflow still must stay above the coil's freeze threshold for the active capacity. Don't trim CFM below what the coil needs at that stage. Staging adds outputs Y2/W2, but doesn't change the basic 24 volts class 2 control circuit safety rules. De-energize at the disconnect before working in the cabinet.